above all names. Blessing and honor. Name above all names. Dominion and power. Name above all names. Righteous and holy. Name above all names. Glorious and worthy. He who was dead.
Lifted high, exalted. God bless you, and especially God bless you. I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, I want to let you know something. The moment the doctors done diagnosed your situation and gave it a name, like the songwriter say, there's no other name than Jesus. That's every name got to come subject up under the name. And who is the name? It's nothing but the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter what your situation may be, where you at, all over the world, and I thank God for our international listener, even over there in Fiji, Norway, my God, United Kingdom, my God, France, even though, my God, even in Asia, it doesn't matter what it is, my God, no other name than the name of Jesus. So whatever your situation is or whatever your circumstances may be, I'm telling you, instead of you identifying it by its name, you need to identify it by the name of who. Y'all know where I'm going, by the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless all of you. We thank God for each and every one of you. It is, God is good. And I'm telling you right now, his mercy endureth for when forever. I'm telling you, my God, you should be charged and energized, and you should be ready to go. You should have special after on yesterday morning, Eastern Standard Time. You should have some information inside of you and begin to examine yourself and begin to put things in its proper place for you to excel in life and also excel in the spiritual realm. God don't want you only your spiritual life to prosper, but he also wants your natural life to prosper. Amen. The gospel is here to make sure you are taken care. The gospel don't need you to take care of it. Amen. The gospel want to take care of you. Amen. I'm telling you, stay plugged in with ADM. We're going to show you how to tap into that for the gospel to be able to take care of you. Scripture declares that God says, I will supply your every need. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, you should not have any needs that it cannot be met in your life. I declare it and decree it in the name of who? Of Jesus. Some may say Yahweh. Some may say, my God, Hamashiach. Some may say, my God Almighty, Jehovah. But however, whatever native tongue you want to use, amen, is still the name of Jesus, name of our Father. So we thank God for you all once again, especially here in the United States of America. We thank God for our partners and listeners right here locally, amen, all the way over to, my God, the West Coast, all the way over, my God, to California, then we all the way have up to the North, my God, Canada. We thank God for you, and we go all the way down to the Florida Keys and also Florida. We thank God for each and every one of you that is trusting us to be your social media church family. Amen. Especially all this week. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't have some church in this morning time hour. I know you probably think you couldn't believe that you was able to have some church in the morning time. Baby, I'm telling you, when the Holy Ghost shows up, and he know what to say, and especially to step all over my toes, walk all over my front door, you cannot help but to have somewhat some church. I just give God the glory, and we just magnify his holy name, because he is good, and his mercy, can I say that, my God, like I could say that over a good smelly, my God, cup of coffee, his mercy endured for what? Forever and ever and ever. I just love to have a good time. Thanks, God. It ain't nothing, my God, ain't no sense being uptight about the word of God, because I'm telling you, once you get that blessing, nobody ain't going to be able to sit you down, hold you down. You might as well praise God. So as of right now, you might as well praise God like you already have that blessing. Let your praise prophesy to what's going to get ready to come in your life. Is there anybody got an expectation this morning? Is there anybody has a blessing that they know that is on the way? Are you tracking, my God, like you track your UPS, my God, FedEx package? Are you tracking your spiritual healing, your spiritual deliverance, your spiritual miracle? Are you tracking, my God, in the Holy Ghost, my God, what is for you? I just thank God once again. He is good. Listen, I want to bring in, my God, My God, minister, let Monica, if she could come in and give us a word of prayer right quick. We just thank God for her. I know y'all been here all week, but we still give God the praise. Minister, let Monica, if you on, can you give us a word of prayer this morning? God bless your daughter.
Good morning, everyone. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just ask your Holy Spirit to just cover everyone on this line this morning, oh God. First and foremost, give me the word to carry this prayer into your throne, onto your feet, oh God. And I lift up everyone, ABM. We all lift up everyone on this line within the sound of my voice, Lord God. We ask that you just bless us eternally, oh God, with salvation. But first and foremost, clear the way so that our minds and hearts can receive the word that you're going to give us on this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you just move in a mighty way that the hearts and minds of everyone that's listening will receive what you have for them, oh Lord. For you are the bread of life, oh God. Feed us your manna, oh God. For today we need you more than ever, oh God. Because we love you and we adore you, oh God. So we just pray that everyone on this line will receive what's going coming forth from you, oh Lord, and that your Holy Spirit will just anoint us and give us a fresh new start today, oh God. That the bread of life will feed us internally, oh God. But not just in a spiritual way, but in the physical forms as well, because a lot of us are in need, oh God. So in this physical and this spiritual need that you're giving us, that you're fulfilling for us, oh God, we ask that you just continue to just move on us all day, oh God. For today and always, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. I thank Evangelist, my God, Monica, Minister, let Monica for that prayer. One thing I want to highlight in that prayer, and I want it to float all the way around you, continue. Amen. She said something in a prayer that mentioned continue it, and that's what I wanted to float, because many of us, amen, we don't have that continual flow. I want that flow in your life to be continual. Other than the flow begin to start, then it stops. You begin to move, then it stops. You begin to soar, then you begin to stop. Everything begins to look good for you and look up for you, then it begin to stop. I want you to have that what? That continual flow. Amen. I don't need you to worry about the wannabe big bad wolf or wolf with no teeth, the devil, the adversary, because God says, I give you the power to cast out the enemy. So no saint on here or no individual that is a baptized believer and walking with his father should be worrying about an adversary. Baby, what you need to be worrying about, my God Almighty, you need to be worrying about land the vision that you've written down in your life to get ready to unveil, to get ready to unfold, to get ready to manifest for you. Amen. Because why? By now, if the enemy had the power to take you out, can I talk to somebody? I'm almost going to get ready to preach, but not right now. By now, if the enemy, watch this, had the power to take you out, trust me, by now, he already would have took you out. Some of you, he already, now let me retake that back. All of you, I'm pretty sure that he done hit you with his best shot. But guess what? You still got up. You shook that shot off, and you still moving in your life. So the songwriter did not lie to you when it says no weapon, or even, my God Almighty, the author did not lie to you when he says no weapon that is formed against you shall, and it will not prosper. God bless you, Evangelist Elect Nita. God bless you.
Good morning to everyone. We just thank you for joining in this morning as we continue on with our morning revival. And I tell you one thing, it has been a blessing to me. I have gotten so many phone calls, especially my people from Florida. They just loving the way that God has been talking to them. Again, I say the way that God has been talking to them. There has been some changes, people ready to make some conscious decisions. And just like me, everything that we have talked about this week has gotten us to the place that you're right, Apostle. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. You know why? Because we have patiently waited on the Lord, and now we are soaring like eagles. And let me tell you this, when you soaring like an eagle, When you up in the air and you soaring like an eagle, everybody knows what an eagle looks like. Yeah, that means that you are in a place where you have gotten to know God. You are in a place where you are trusting God. You are in a place that you are believing God, because you are up in the air, and you are dipping and you are diving. And when you dipping and you are diving, you know that you are secure. You're secure in God, in his shelter place. But you have raised above whatever your circumstances is, whatever your situation is. Because why? You patiently waited. You patiently endured. You patiently continued to allow whatever the situation. You were stretched like a rubber band. Now you done popped back in place, and you ready. You're ready for whatever it is that you need to continue. You're going to continue to go through your strength, the strength for it in every situation, whatever it was, whether it was a medical condition, whether it's unemployment, whether it's you waiting for someone to call you for a job promotion, whatever your situation is, through the hard times, through whatever it was, God strengthens you. You received the strength. You did not sit and moan and groan and whatever. You kept asking God to I'm patiently awaiting for you, Father God. But while I'm going through this, Lord Jesus, I need your strength. I need the strength to carry me through. Now you have arrived at that strength. You have arrived to the strength that you need to carry you through. So it's no problem for you to get up and mount up on that eagle. It's no problem for you to get up and continue to go and to soar, to look over things, to look down at the things that you used to be at. So you ready to go to your next level. You're soaring. You are at a next level. You are at a next level this morning for those that sat and took the words of God this week. You already overcame. You are an overcomer. You have overcame certain situations. And now you saying, Father, take me wherever I need to go. Lord, I'm no longer weary, Father God. I'm no longer weary, Lord Jesus. I've been through the heartache. I've been through the pain. I've been through the contractions, Lord Jesus. I delivered, Lord Jesus. So now I'm up here. I'm in a place, Lord Jesus, that I'm not to the point that I want to give up. I'm not to the point where my mental status is having me sit and have vain imaginations, Lord Jesus. I'm at a place, Lord, that I'm ready to go. Where are you taking me, Father God? Where are you leading me to, Lord Jesus? Because I'm up here. I'm ready. I'm trusting you. I'm believing you. Minister Elect Monica, what do you have to say on this subject?
Before Minister Monica come in, I want to let you all know, saints of God, listen here, amen. We have order and procedures that even the spirit realm, as we were sharing with you on yesterday, amen. We want to make sure that you are completely walking, therefore, in the order, in the procedure of the things of God. Because even on yesterday, as we begin to elaborate and begin to put down the procedures in different things, because it's only through God where you're going to begin to see your blessings. You're going to begin to experience your peace. You're going to experience the things that God has for you. Understand this, the ones that God put in our place and put in our lives, as what the book of Ephesians talks about, the fivefold ministry, amen, they are there not to give you something of if they could pull down, my God, something from heaven and just give it to you, and all of a sudden your life is magically, my God, things in your life just magically to come together. The Bible declares that they are there for the edification of the saints and of the church. And I'm telling you, saints of God, we could give you all the information that you need, but if you never begin to put things in its proper place and begin to put things things, my God, the left foot in front of the right foot in front of the left foot, amen, you are not going to see that residual flow, that constant current that is going to be established in your life. I truly believe that you're going to be able to walk into the beauty of the things of the gospel that God has for you. And I'm telling you right now, you have to stay plugged in. And so many people, my God, experience a time right now in the midst of this pandemic, amen, to where they have a place of residence. They have shelter. Many of you, you have shelter in the spirit because why? You believe in the Father. You believe in the Lord. But your connections where you got your provider at is all wrong. And when your connection is wrong, you don't get the correct power source that it is in your shelter. Amen. You can have your lights plugged up in a wall. You can have your TV plugged up in a wall. You can have your refrigerator plugged up in a wall. You can have your clock plugged up into your wall. And if your provider, my God, is not giving the right energy source to your shelter, your TV ain't going to work. Your lights is not going to work. Things ain't going to work. And some of you, you are overdue on your bill payment, and they had to do a soft disconnection notice, my God almighty, on your shelter. Why? Because you want to confine more into people than you confine into God. You just got disconnected. Y'all hear me up in here. You want to listen to bootlegger more than. You don't want to listen to nobody. Now, some of us, we just got a problem with authority. We got a problem with don't want to listen to nobody. Let me tell you something. In order to get things from God, you have to do it God's way. I'm telling you, no one don't have control over you. You're absolutely right. You make your own decision. You're absolutely right. You your own woman. You absolutely right. You your own man. You absolutely right. But I want to let you know that if they don't have the capacity to take you where you need to go, or you don't have the knowledge to go where you need to go, my God almighty, tell me where you're going to go. You're going to only go further, my God, than what you know. So whatever you know, that's where it's going to take you. That is where you're going to go. I declare and decree this morning that God finna scratch each and every one of you and enlarge your territory as you begin to build up the relationship with God. I'm telling you, as you establish that place with God, then identify what's inside of you. So many people identify their relationship and their belief with God, but as we were sharing with you on the other day, they still bring baggage in the relationship and blame it as if God has something to do with it. Y'all hear me? God didn't have you to sign up for that broken relationship. You signed up for it for yourself. Amen. God didn't have you to do bootlegged deals. You did your own bootlegged deals. Amen. And some of us, we don't got so used to, and I just want to blame it on some of this stuff is on some leadership that has been teaching this stuff. And we put our stuff on somebody else. Amen. We so used to blaming a third party other than accountability is hitting us in our own life, in our own home. Who is the third party? Boy, they love to put things on that devil. Amen. Boy, that devil. Well, I got a question. If the devil going to have credit for everything and he's the reason why for everything, why is it when we transition out of this world and go before the Lord, judgment going to be on what we did, not what the devil did? I'll wait and let you get some coffee. Amen. Well, let's open up, my God, I'm out of Golden Corral right quick. Amen. Why is it God going to judge us from the works we did? Why is it the Bible talks about, my God, the works that you do, the things that you do, the, my God, what you did, amen, that is what going to cause you to be judged, that is going to cause you, my God, if you're going to be blessed, that going to cause you if you're not going to be blessed. So some of us Christian people, we need to change the context and stop, my God almighty, putting the accountability of our work on somebody else and put accountability on who? On ourselves. And I'm telling you right now, when you walk into a place with God and you begin to walk in the glory of God and you begin to walk into the things of God, you're going to begin to see your life is blessed. One thing about it, God is not a bootleg God. He is not a shade tree mechanic that he got his information for somebody else. Amen. He knows what he's talking about. He's the creator of this world, the creator of life. Y'all about to hear me. He is my God. Amen. I am that I am. And you have to understand from the creator. He the one created the man in your womb. He the one created the book. Amen. You got to understand that if I going to get something from God, I have to do it the right way. Some of us, my God Almighty, some of us, we have the right attention. We have the right attention. We have the right motives. Amen. But some things in our life we just can't take. Amen. Some of us can't take the authority shield. Some of us cannot take somebody trying to tell us we correct. In us, regret about our issue. It's bad when we can recorrect everybody else, but the time comes when it's time for us to be recorrect. My God, of our era, we have a problem with it. Amen. Let me tell you something, baby. Recorrection is just for growth. Amen. It's just going to help you to mature if those that is recorrecting you got the right motive. I'm telling you right now, the things that we thought that it was coming to kill you, God said, no, it was coming to help you grow. God said, no, it was coming to take you to that next level because certain baggage I can't deal with up here that I deal with down there. Some of you need to let the past go. Some of you need to let Bobo go. Yeah, he cheated on you. Yes, he did. Yeah, he didn't do right by you. Yes, you did. Yeah, you probably was in a domestic relationship. Yes, you was. But let me tell you something. God didn't create everybody like that. He didn't create none of them like that. Just the same way, my God Almighty, God got somebody for you. Don't allow the next individual or the next relationship or your next walk with God or your next connection got to deal with your wall, deal with the trauma that is in your wound. I declare and decree that you are not going to go back to the past. You are not going to go back to what gave you trauma. You ain't going to be used to trauma. Let me pause here before I bring on my daughter, my God, Millicent. Let me help you with this here. Amen. Many of you so used to trauma, you don't think that it's life outside of trauma. Amen. So many people is so used to dysfunctional to where they think that it's functional. Amen. You think that, my God, hollering and yelling and they just got to throw things and have a fit. My God, that is used to that. That's just the norm. No, it's not. That is not the norm. And so many people is used to living with trauma in their life to where things begin to be ease and things begin to be peace. God begin to fulfill the needs of you and to fulfill the different things that you've been asking for. You begin to go into that place, but you're thinking that there's something wrong with this place. Amen. Can I talk to somebody this morning? You thinking that it's a problem with this place. Why? Because you just used to trauma. You used to sinks of God is bad at that. Let me help you. It's almost time when things go tough in your life. Hell begin to break out. It seems like things hard. The first thing that they say, it must be a blessing on my way. Baby, I could be blessed without the trial. Y'all about to hear me. Because why? If I'm blessed, I'm just blessed. I'm blessed in season. I'm blessed out of season. Can I talk to you for a minute? You blessed in season. You're blessed out of season. Y'all about to hear me this morning. I don't need no trauma in my life to be blessed. I was already blessed before the trauma. I'm going to be blessed after the trauma. I'm already blessed. I can care less who mad because if I'm going to use these words, no weapon formed against me, it shall not prosper. Baby, I need to live by them. I need to believe it. I need to walk in it. I need to go in every situation that try to come my way. I need to hold my head up like every weapon is not going to prosper. People need to ask me, do you ever go through anything? Do you ever? And I need to tell them, yeah, I go through stuff just like you go through. But one thing I believe, I live it, I walk it. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. My God Almighty, evangelism, let Monica, is there any weapon going to prosper in your life or anything around you? My God, is there any weapon that the enemy have established, my God, in his kingdom? Amen. Is it going to be able to prosper around you? Minister Monica.
No way, no way, because you know the Spirit of the Lord told me, and I believe it. He said, when I was a child, I reasoned like a child. I spoke like a child. But when I became a woman, I put away my childish things because he is the head of my life and that he has control over the things I do. If I line up with him, not if he lines up with me, but if I line up with him, and that's the key. That was the key. The key word is alignment, that we get in line with the Father. And he's a father, and not just an analogy, but he is our father because he has the control to actually move us into the right direction as a loving parent, at the same time allowing us to grow and mature so that we can do the grown-up, mature Christian things, to take upon that accountability and not point the finger at a brother or a sister or someone else. So it's all about not listening and being obedient. Back to you, Pastor Temple.
I love it. I love it. Like you said, my God, Minister Lecker, like you said, my God, that no one don't have to point the finger. See, one thing that God wants, many people want a mature blessing, but they don't want to mature and grow up themselves. Amen. What in the world I look like giving my 10-year-old child a mature blessing, giving them a brand new car, Mercedes Benz, y'all hear me, or Rolls Royce, my God Almighty, my 10-year, and say, here is the keys, go ahead and drive it. That blessing, my God. You got to understand something. That blessing could do more harm to that individual than be a blessing to that individual. Why? Because the maturity level or the knowledge or the understanding of what that individual have, he have not come to that place yet. Some of us asking God that we have not came to that place yet, and we're getting mad and frustrated at God and throwing tantrums like a spoiled child, amen, because God have not delivered. I got a question. Have you matured? I got a question. And when the fire comes, are you still ready to throw in the towel? Are you still ready to give up? Is I'm talking to anybody this morning? Are you still ready, my God, ready to quit, ready to run? When the fire comes, are you still blaming everything on everybody else? Are you still causing a blame on this one? Ain't no preacher I can care less how crooked he is or how crooked she is. Hey, man, they can't stop you for being blessed. They can't stop you for walking with your Father. I ain't no minister I can care less how crooked they is. They can't stop your relationship with the Lord. They can't stop what the Lord is doing for you. My God Almighty. So therefore, if people was able to stop you from moving into the things of God, therefore, that means your salvation was upon the people, but not upon the Lord. And the Lord told me in the Bible, it says, lean not to the arms of flesh, because the arms of flesh will do what? It will deceive you. My God Almighty, I want to change your outlook. I want to help you to change your perception. I want you to help you to change your thought, because at the end of the day, I could care less how crooked they are. They got to see God for themselves. I could care less how funny acting they are. They got to deal with God for themselves, because your crookedness ain't going to stop me from being blessed. Your crookedness ain't going to stop my miracle. Your crookedness ain't going to stop y'all body. Hear me, because I have to search my own heart, my God, and let God do his way. Evangelism, let neither, my God Almighty. It's just gets under my skin where folks don't want to take accountability and their crookedness, my God Almighty, their own issues, and they want to blame the reason why they're not getting blessed because of somebody else. They want to blame the reason why things are not happening. My God, we get so deep, we want to blame it on the voodoo worker. Now, the voodoo worker is more powerful than God. We want to blame on a witch doctor. The witch doctor become powerful than the Holy Ghost. It's something wrong with the lingo in the church of today. Amen. But evangelist elect, what is wrong with the body of Christ? Or what can the body of Christ do for we can get back in accountability of ourselves? Evangelist.
First of all, like we've been saying throughout this week, we have to identify self. You have to look in that mirror and identify self. And when you're looking in that mirror, you're identifying self. You've got it, and the Holy Spirit is residing in you. You're going to see. He is going to expose some of the things that you have going on in your life, some of the crooked things that's going on. The Holy Spirit is going to expose them if the Holy Spirit is abiding in you as you say so. And if that Holy Spirit is abiding, when you go and look in that mirror, he's going to start calling out
those things out of you. He's going to identify, put a name on it. And when he put a name on it, that's when you have to sit and speak the words and start taking those, scaling those things out. And people don't want, that's the problem. We see them, but we're not ready to let them go. Or we see them, we can't believe that that's what it is. Because our life is, as you said, is in a norm. Our life is flowing. And see, we don't want to soar up any higher because we're in a place where we feel like we're in a comfortable place. But see, the comfortable place is not the comfortable place in God. It's the comfortable place in your carnality. So what we need to do is, Apostle, what the church needs to teach, the body of Christ needs to teach the pastors, the apostles, to teach their body that they have to come into a place of exposure. They have to sit and identify their problem and then sit and say, I take responsibility for this. No, it was no longer, it's no longer Satan had me doing this. This is what I chose to do. They have to teach them that, to take accountability, and then make a conscious decision that you want to move forward through with the Holy Spirit leading you and guiding you. Back over to you, Apostle.
Amen. I'm glad you're using the terminology of teaching. Amen. I want to let some of you all know, because some of you, you got to understand, and I want to come as your guidance counselor, amen, this morning, just for this few minutes, amen, as your spiritual guidance counselor, amen, because you need to get in your rightful grade. Some of you, you're not in your rightful grade, and you keep going back to the teacher, my God, that you like and that you are familiar with. Well, if that teacher only teach first grade, and you don't been promoted to the seventh grade, what good that can that teacher do for you now in the season that you are in? You got to understand that God will equip you, and he will place different things and different ones in your life as you continue to grow within side of him. Amen. We have to stop going to people that fed us mess last year, and now my life is in a different place. I don't made up my mind, and I still want to run back to the one that I know that fed me mess. I still want to run back to the one that I know that is gospeling. Y'all about to hear me. Is, are you going to take your rightful place and grow into the things of God? If God don't promote you to the 10th grade in the spirit, I'm sorry. I know you like to work in the 5th grade because the work is easy. You like to get by with things because they're immature. The teacher, my God, the one that is, that one is holding you accountable, they was able to look over some things because you were still childish, you were still immature. Now you in the 10th grade, now the structure is kind of differently, and now you want to run and go back to where you just had. Baby, let me tell you something, you can go back to where you used to be, but if you're going to forget those things are which behind and begin to press towards the things which are ahead and want the blessings of the Lord, y'all about to hear me. You want the things of the Lord to establish in your life, you're going to have to take accountability. You're going to have to understand that, listen, I got to graduate sooner or later. I got to get up out of here sooner or later, because teaching, my God Almighty, my time as a student, y'all about to hear me, in grade school, it's time to be over. When the man of God said it like this, and I love the way he said it, my God, because he accepted his diploma, his PhD degree. He said, when I was a child, I act as a child. But when I become of age, my God, I put away what? All childish things. Baby, let me tell you something. That spiritual child is when you don't want to take accountability. That spiritual child is when you want to put it on somebody else. You remember some of you got siblings and brothers. You don't bust that out, that window. You don't did something, and you want to blame it on the next one. That one did it. Then if you did it, you would say, well, I did. But what's his name did this to me, and that what caused the ball, that what caused the rock. But because if he ain't did that, I wouldn't be able to do that. Oh my God Almighty, you got to understand, God is judging you for yourself. He is dealing with you for yourself. No preacher, no bishop, nobody can stand in the way what God has for you. Cannot establish this thing personal with you in the Lord. Amen. I believe this morning that today is your turnaround. I believe and declare and decree. decree that you are not going to look back in the past. You are not going to look back from where you come from. You ain't going to look back, my God Almighty, but you're going to look towards the hills which cometh your help. I declare and decree, my God Almighty, that this is the day that the Lord has made. Where you at, my God, Minister Monica? I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Monica, is this is the day
that the Lord has made? Yes, it is. And the Father is saying right now that he is a king and that we are sons and daughters of a king. So we are to rise up like princesses and princes. And we need to stand in our rightful place of having the glory of what he has already established for us. But see, we're missing out on it because we're not clearing our air. We're not clearing our air. So in that being said, just remember that you have to go to the king for your provision, because your father is a king, and we're daughters and sons of a king. And if we're walking around in poverty, if we're walking around in foolishness, it is no mirror effect of who our father is. We have to stay in mindsets that we're walking like super kings and queens out here, and not walk around in poverty and foolishness, and not line up with our father. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. And then you know what, my God, Evangelist Elect, I love something else that is said. They say, listen, weeping may endure for the night. See, people got to understand that what God is trying to deal with you about your weakness, about your issue, about that different thing, my God, that's the nighttime. People are always trying to explain that the nighttime is in your trials, it's in your tribulations, in that there. Now, that's in a growth time. Believe me, majority of that is in your morning time. Y'all hear me, my God Almighty? Because listen here, when you grow, you just can't grow at nighttime. Y'all about to hear me. You just don't grow. You need some sun on your life. You need some heat in your life. Amen. A plant needs some sun. A plant needs some heat at times, but it can help it grow well. So, my God, that nighttime. So in your weeping time, sometimes God got to deal with you to get you things, get some things together and work some things out, make you look in the mirror. Some of you is in your nighttime, and it's not the nighttime because your money acting funny. It's not your nighttime because you're struggling with your week. Just a nighttime because you just in a hard situation. You caught up between a rock and a hard place, baby. It could be your nighttime because God just want to work on your character. It could be your nighttime because God need to change your perception. It could be your nighttime because God trying to sit you down for you could be able, or you could humble yourself and be submitted to listen to authorities, for God could put you up. But I'm telling you right now, I feel right after the nighttime, it's a morning that shift and it get ready to happen. Is there anybody, my God Almighty, understand that I was in the nighttime, but I'm finna come in the morning time. My God, eventually, what is about that morning time? What is it?
Let me tell you something. When that illumination, when that light hits you, when you look in that mirror, some people just have to look in the mirror, and when that light shines on you, it's like a surge that come in your body. It's a surge. That surge is that Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit is sitting and saying, daughter, I'm with you because you recognize. Daughter, I'm going to carry you because you repented. Daughter, I'm going to carry, keep you going, keep you moving, because you're telling me, Lord, that you need me, that you're ready for a change, that you are ready to soar. You are ready to overcome the things that you used to do. You are ready. You got to get into a place. You got to get into a place where you are ready for that illumination, that light, and not worry about what anybody else has to say. Not worry about what your naysayers are saying. Not looking behind your back, but you are moving forward into the light, because the light is going to keep moving. See, God is a God that moves to and fro, and if you are connected to that light, that light is going to keep moving, and you're going to keep moving. You're connecting to something that you said, I don't ever want to be in a place that I was before. I don't want to ever be in a stage of weeping. I want joy all the time. I want peace that surpasses understanding. That's where you have to be, Apostle. That's where you have to be. That's what that light does for you. That's what that illumination. Because now you went into knowledge. You no longer left in the place that you were. You have a new mindset. That's that spiritual growth. That mindset has been changed. Back to you, Apostle.
Your mindset has to be changed. She's absolutely correct. I want you all to understand this morning. I want you to understand the first step of you to get ready to have a new blessing, a new life, a new mindset. The first step is receiving information. Is receiving information that is going to help you in your life. Receiving instructions. And also identifying my own problems. Taking accountability. Many of you all this morning, all this week, you've been with us. One thing I could truly say, that your life is going to change. Number one, you receive the information. Number two, you identify your areas. And number three, you get ready for your, my God, your morning time. Why? Because that is the number one change. One thing I love about God, even though God brings correction, He's not bringing correction to hurt you or to damage you. If any minister or preacher leads that way, number one, they probably just immature in their ministry. They need a more growth, they need more matureness. Because the scripture didn't come to condemn you. And we as ministers, we're not here to bring conviction. That's the Holy Ghost. How can you convict somebody that is not Holy Ghost filled? But the Holy Ghost comes to bring conviction. It's our job just to lead you so you could be able to do a diagnostic check on your own life. Because God understands that many of you, you come from different places. Many of you, you've been raised up in different environments. Many of you, you had different types of teaching, different types of learning, different types of the way you'll go about doing things. Is that your fault? Absolutely not. You can only have or receive what is given to you. If it ain't given to you, how can you receive? Some of you are damaged by ministries because some ministers just have to be matured and get into a place to where they are matured. But I know that many of you, you don't know no other way other than to work out your problems about doing different things that the Bible speak against. But if that been your example in your life, what can we say? So God is not here to condemn you. God is here and said, if you want more of me, daughter, if you want more of me, son, it's certain things that we have to do and put in order and we have to check with certain things that we have to get together, then you can be able to have more of me than what I have to give. I hope many of you just been blessed this week and you've been truly blessed because God wants to love you. But it's no different than a relationship if you are in a healthy relationship with a spouse that with two individuals that they have great communication. God has great communication. He just tells you, I don't like this. I don't like that. This is not going to help our relationship to grow. This is not going to help you to fall in love with me if you keep doing this. That's all he's saying. He just want to strengthen that relationship with you. He want to take you into that place where you so desire. That's why. It ain't for the preachers. It's not for, oh, Lord, I'm living in a life of sin. What I'm going to do now? Now I'm going to go to hell. It's not about that. It's about your relationship with him so you can continue to receive the things that God has for you. No different than you got a spouse that loves you. He tells you his likes. He tells you his dislikes. We can't get offended if the one that we are connected with and we in a covenant relationship with, they say, I don't like that. That get on my nerves. That's nagging me. That is so wrong. I don't like when you do that. Same thing with God. God said, I don't like when you complain. I don't like when you go and try to figure things out because you make me feel as though that I'm lesser than a man. And I say, I'm the provider of my house. I don't like when you don't trust me. Because when you don't trust me, it makes me can't fulfill the job that I need to do for my home. That's what God is trying to tell you all. See, the ministry is not so bad. It's just God just wants more of you. And he just wants to get in a greater relationship with you. So he just tells you things he don't like. It's not about a devil message. It's not about the devil going to get me or the devil ain't going to do this. It's about my closeness with the one I'm in covenant with. My closeness. I don't want to push him away. I want to bring him to me. Jesus said, I don't like. I understand the reason why you drink, but I just don't like when you talk to me and we still dealing with alcohol. I don't like that. So it's not about all this other stuff. It's just about you and the Spirit of the Lord. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, if you really take that and really begin to allow that to sink in your life and sink in your spirit and understand that God do understand me. He understands where I come from. He understands my hurt. He understands the things I haven't been delivered yet. And he's not holding that against me. He's just telling me he just don't like it because he wants more from me as I want more from him. I want him to do things in my life, and he wants me to do things in my life because it just cannot be a one-sided relationship, me asking for him all the time, me trying to take for him all the time, me want him to do everything all the time. He wants some things from me as well. So if he gives, I have to give. Amen. It has to be a given relationship. And that's all God said when he said, I want more of you in prayer. I want more of you in worship. I want more of you in my word. I want more of you. What God is saying, I'm giving more in this relationship than you putting out. I need you to give something because this ain't no one-sided relationship. Anybody that gets frustrated in a one-party relationship, you doing everything, you cooking for the man, you washing his clothes. You making sure he's all right. You making sure the house clean for him. You got everything going on. You massaging his head. You making sure he got everything he need to go to work. Making sure his breakfast is good. He ain't worrying about nothing. You take the fine. You go and make sure the bills are taken care of and paid. But when he come home, he don't even give you a thank you. When he come home, he don't even look in your eyes and say, how you doing? Don't even have the audacity to ask you, how was your day? Don't have anything to say. He's going to ask you, what's for dinner? What's for cooking? Are you going to get tired of that? Where my sister's at? I'm pretty sure my sister's saying, yeah. Are you going to get tired of that? But imagine how God feels. God, I need you to show up today. Please give me my healing. I need my blessings, Lord. Lord, I can't make it without you. God, what I'm going to do? I'm in a hard time right now. God, I don't know what to do. God, please heal me. My head is need to heal. God, I need a financial turnaround. My finances frustrated. I'm just so tired. I can't find a job, Lord. I'm sick of these people. God, I don't know what to do. Then you go to bed and go to sleep on him. How you think God feel? So God is want to talk to you. God want to spend that time with you. And God wants you to give him something. We have to continue to pour also into the Lord. I truly believe that your relationship with God is going to be greater than what it was. I truly believe you're going to come into the understanding that God wants you to come into this morning. He just wants you. And he's just saying that I just have to use a third party. I'm a third party. Evangelist Elect is a third party. Minister Elect Monica, she's a third party. He just said, I just had to use a third party to tell you something that you wasn't listening to tell you something that I've been trying to tell you, to show you something that what I've been trying to show you, but you didn't want to listen to me because you were talking over me. You didn't want to be quiet for me to talk back to you. So I just had to use a third party to give you what you need. Saints of God, I pray that this morning, that this should renew your relationship with the Lord. If we establish anything this week, I hope that we establish that your relationship with the Lord is greater than what it was. That your relationship with the Lord is renewed. That your experience with the Lord is going to be greater. You're going to begin to hear God clearly. And you're going to allow him to talk to you as you talk to him. You're going to come into a place and stop trying to have all the sense. And you're going to begin to let God to establish stuff in your life. If you could just trust this pastor on this line and just follow these steps, just follow them steps. Get all the other stuff out of your mind that what you say you got to do. Just follow that. Because God ain't too much concerned about your goal. He's concerned about your soul. He ain't too much concerned about your finances or what you could do. He's concerned about your soul. And you get your soul with him together and get that right. Trust me, everything else, it'll be like a land flowing with milk and honey. It's going to be a blessing for you. So God wants your soul, daughter. God wants your soul, son. As we bring you into this broadcast or this revival this morning we had this week, I pray this morning that the presence of God will rest upon all of you heavy like never before. I pray that you're going to become sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. And you're going to begin to establish your rightful place with him. I pray that this is the new beginning of your life until he calls you home. I pray this in Jesus' name. God bless you all. We'll see you next week at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you.